I want you to declare, say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
And I have a heart that perceives.
And I have a heart that perceives.
What your Holy Spirit.
What your Holy Spirit.
Is doing in me.
Is doing in me.
Doing through me.
Doing through me.
Doing for me.
Doing for me.
Recognizing.
Recognizing.
That I am before my Father.
That I am before my Father.
My Father who loves me.
My Father who loves me.
Who ordained.
Who ordained.
This day for me.
This day for me.
And I'm praising him.
And I'm praising him.
On purpose.
On purpose.
To work out.
To work out.
What he's prepared.
What he's prepared.
Inside of me.
Inside of me.
For this day.
For this day.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
I know that was kind of long, but I want to take you to Acts chapter 10. And Peter has had quite an experience, and he's talking about it in this chapter. But what I'm looking for is to recognize who appoints who to do what. Amen? Who appoints who to do what? Verse 39 is where I'm going to start. And you can check the chapter out for yourself afterwards. But it says, we are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. Caused him to be seen. It's kind of a cool word. In other words, he could have kept him hidden, but he didn't choose to keep him hidden. He was not seen by all the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen. Are you a chosen one?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Ah. So God had some chosen ones 2,000 years ago. He's got two chosen ones now. By us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. I like that part because that talks about your future and mine. In other words, with a resurrected body, those that have already gone in the grave, how they're going to come out and they're going to what? They're going to eat and they're going to drink with us. 42. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge. Who appointed who? God appointed Jesus as judge. Watch who he's judging. The living and the dead. Does that include anybody? Yeah. All the prophets testified about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. That's kind of cool, ain't it? It's through his name that you get forgiveness. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message, not some. The Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. I love that part. They heard them speaking, so their ears heard. Praising God. Then Peter said, can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water? And they have received the Holy Spirit just as we have. So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And I could go on. But the part that I want to kind of spell out is about the judge. The judge is really Christ, because the Father gave up that position. So Matthew 25, verse 32 says, all the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people from one another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Who's going to do the work of separating? He will. John 5, 22. Moreover, the Father judges no one. Don't you love that part? The Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son. Is it an accident?
No.
No. Why would the Father give that appointment to the Son?
Because he paid the price.
Not only did he pay the price, but he lived in an earth suit like yours.
Oh.
Oh. So he can relate to every temptation. He can relate to all the activity of the soul. He can relate to all the pulls and shoves of the body. Yet he did not fail the Father, because he had a perfect seed. And I love that part, because you see, he understands you and me. Because you can't say to him, "Ha! How would you know? You never lived in the earth. You never lived in an earth suit." He did. Ah, why? So he could relate to us and we could relate to him. Amen? Oh, isn't that cool news? Again, John 5, 22, moreover, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son. Notice Gale's words about God and this earth. It's a place where legal documents and legal strategies are brought forth. Who's the judge of it all? The Son. Acts 10:42, he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. Acts 17:31. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. Notice the man. Not the God that he appointed. It's the man that he appointed. Why is it important that he was also calling himself the Son of Man? He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead. The proof is in resurrection. Romans 2:16. This will take place on the day when God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ. Through whom? Isn't that cool? The one that has all the compassion. As my good news declares. Now I changed the word gospel there to good news. So again, Romans 2:16. This will take place on the day when God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ, not through himself. As my good news declares, Romans 14:10. I know it's getting a little late, but catch on. Go for a ride with me. You then, why do you judge your brother?
What was that?
Romans 14:10.
Thank you.
14:10, Romans. You then, why do you judge your brother? Or why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. Who's sitting on the seat?
Jesus.
It's confirmed in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5. 2 Timothy 4:1. in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. And he goes on. It's confirmed in 1 Peter 4:5. Recognizing who you're going to face when you and I are ready to go forward into the realm of the spirit, with or without this body, because it doesn't matter. The end result is still the same. We're going to be his. The destiny of each of us may be different. The callings and giftings may be different. But we all have one common thing. We're going to face the judge. And he's full of what?
Compassion.
Huh?
Compassion.
And grace and mercy. Amen? See, if I had to change anything about my past, it would be to comprehend who I'm serving and why I'm doing it. But, you know, we weren't taught. And I mean, I'm not blaming anybody, because somebody can't blame somebody else who doesn't know what their job is or what their abilities are. You and I have been given a privilege to recognize the Word of God, to acknowledge what it says, and then to see who our judge will be. And that's pretty clear. Who appointed him? Not you and me. It's not President Trump. He's going to have to face the same guy that we will face. And his name is Jesus. And you know, I think if you look at the way he treated people throughout his life in the earth, you can see the only people that he gave a hard time to is the one who thought they had all the answers. Do you ever wonder why he kind of spoke back to those that thought they were so smart? Think about it. They claimed that they knew more than he, and yet he was the creator of all things. And he would tell them, if you didn't declare that you know more than me, I would not hold you guilty. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But because you declare that you know more than me, look at your proof versus my proof. Mm-hmm. How many arms did you grow out? How many legs did you restore? How many lepers did you set free? Mm-hmm. How many did you pull out of the funeral home? Think about it. Why was he doing all those miracles? It was to show who he was. How many people did he leave sick? There was a season where all who came were healed. But there was also, I remember one time, the guy who's been 17 years next to the pool of Bethesda. And I'm thinking, my God, in 17 years, Jesus must have went. But you see, he never did anything to please himself. John chapter 5, verse 19 and 30. He did it to please the Father. So there was a day set aside for your deliverance and your setting yourself into that place where you can now receive what God has done for you. And I'm thinking, okay, Jesus is 30-something. This guy's been there for 17 years, you know, waiting for the Lord to have his angels stir the water. Amen? You know the story.
Yeah.
All right? Why would he wait 17 years? I mean, Jesus could have delivered, but was it his time? I know that there was a season for me that I had to struggle. And I had to every day claim that word and receive that word for myself. And I would go before the judge and say, I know I'm not guilty because of the blood of Jesus, Romans 5, 9. I would declare it. Because I had to convince who?
Yourself.
Yeah. Did you ever notice how stubborn you are?
No.
Yeah. There's a stubborn streak in all of us. I think it goes in varying degrees. And I'm not trying to blame anybody. I just want you to look at yourself and say, okay, how many times am I going to declare something until now it becomes mine? Your comment was, you read the book, but it didn't go in.
Nope.
It went above you or through you, but it didn't stay. It didn't stick. And that's why I wanted this morning, because he showed me that this week. He said, look who appointed me. It wasn't my idea. It wasn't his idea. So I want you to just close your eyes right now. I want you to put your hand over your heart one more time. And say, today.
Today.
I want this word.
I want this word.
To go inside my heart. I don't want it to be a holy opinion.
I want it to be a reality.
From my own heart.
To know
that I can go
through the throne of grace
and to recognize
the judge is Jesus.
The one that's full of compassion.
The one that's full of love for me.
He loves me so much. That he wanted to set me free.
And I'm receiving
the grace I need.
To go before the judge
and to declare
how righteous I am,
how holy I am,
how loved I am,
and how truly grace-filled
that my judge is.
He is so full of grace,
so full of compassion.
So full of mercy. That I would never be rejected. So in God's precious presence, watching his son,
judge me,
not guilty,
because of the blood he poured
on that tree,
just for me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.